We are learning in Nefesh HaChaim. We're up to Sha'ar Dalet Perek Lamed. In the Sefer that you're holding, it's on page Resh Mem Hey. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Perek Lamed, Ve'od zot yetera ha-Torah kedusha, Be'itron or ve'tosfot kedusha, Gam al kol ha-mitzvot kulam biyachad. Another way of understanding, again, this is Sha'ar Dalet, Perek Lamed, page Resh Mem Hey. Another way of understanding the advantage, the ma'ala of the light of Torah over the light of the mitzvot. Shegam im kiyem adam kol atarjag mitzvot kulam bishlemut ha'amiti karaui, בכל פרטיהם ודקדוקיהם ובכוונה וטהרה וקדושה. Even after a person fulfills all the mitzvot, even if a person is able to fulfill all 613 mitzvot to completion, to perfection, with all its details, with all the kavanot, with the purity and holiness, אשר אז נעשה האדם כולו, that's what makes up the build of a human being, of an Adam. Bechol evarav uprakav, vechol kochotav merkava gemura, shetishrei alehem hakedusha elyona shel mitzvot kulam. When a person, as we spoke about before in the previous prakim, when a person performs a mitzvah, he is thereby preparing that part of his body that corresponds to that mitzvah. He is making it now qualified, eligible, able to receive, to bring, to draw down upon it the kedusha of the Shechina. Im kol ze en aruch v'dimyon klal kedushat ve'or ha-mitzvot legodel otzem kedushat ve'or ha-Torah ha-kedusha asher tofia nahara al ha-adam ha-osek ve'hoge ba-karaui. He says, still, we cannot compare, there's no comparison, the kedusha in the light of the mitzvot to the greatness of the kedusha in the light of Torah that shows upon a person who is learning and studying Torah karaui. Ki reshit darka bakodesh, because the origin in holiness in the holy worlds of the Torah, הוא הגבוה למעלה מעלה משורש הקדושה ואור העליון של המצוות כולן יחד. It comes from a higher source than the place where all the mitzvot and their kedusha come. וזהו שאמרו בפרק התורה. That's what is stated in the Mishnah, or in the Braita, I should say, that's the sixth perek of Pirkei Avot. It's not really Pirkei Avot, but it's added to Pirkei Avot, the sixth perek. It's called Perek HaTorah, because all the Mishnayot there, all the Braitaot, speak about the greatness of learning Torah. What does it say there in Mishnah Aleph? Rabbi Meir says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma zocheh lidvarim arbeh. One of the things it says, gadalto umeromamto al kol ha'ma'asim. Now, the regular pshat of those words in the Mishnah, gadalto umeromamto al kol ha'ma'asim. Kol ha'ma'asim means on all the creatures. That the Torah elevates and uplifts a person to be greater than all creatures of the world. That's ma'asim. The Nefesh HaChaim gives here a new chidush, a new pirush on the Ma'amar Chazal. Gadalto umeromamto al kol ha'ma'asim. Haynu al kol ma'aseh ha'mitzvot kulam. Gadalto umeromamto, the Torah is meromem, a person higher, way above kol ha'ma'asim, all the kedusha that the ma'asim tovim, that the mitzvot can bring a person to. Even higher than that is the Torah. That's a novel pirush on the Mishnah. וכן אמרו בירושלמי פרק א' דפאה שכל המצוות כולן אינן שוות לדבר אחד מן התורה. All the mitzvot cannot compare to one word of Torah that a person learns לשמה בקדושה ובתאורה. Continues the Nefesh HaChaim, וגם כי קדושת ואור המצווה אשר תשכין אורה על אותו הדבר והחפץ אשר בו, ועל ידו תעשה המצווה, אינו שורה עליהם רק לפי שעתו. חוץ מהתורה. הפשט הפשוט, הכוונה כל המצוות חוץ מהתורה, התורה מעליהם. זה הכוונה, כשכתוב בתלמוד תורה כנגד כולם. מה זה כולם? כנגד כל המצוות חוץ מהתורה. זה מה שאתה שואל?
I think that's the פשט.
אתה עושה את המצווה בשם שמיים, לפי התורה. המצווה... אין
החשיבות. נכון.
את התורה לפני, דאורייתא, לפני שמע ישראל, זה מצווה מהתורה, אז אתה אומר אותה, ואתה עושה את הכוונה, זה לשם שמיים, אז עשית...
אז כאן הוא אומר לנו עוד יותר, בוא תראה מה הוא אומר, בוא תראה. כן, כן. אז הוא אומר, אפילו אם עשית את כל המצוות לשמה, האור של התורה עוד יותר, כי זה בא ממקום יותר מרומם, יותר גבוה. אבל בוא תראה מה הוא אומר. גם קדושת ואור המצווה, even the kedusha and the or המצווה, the light and the holiness of the mitzvah that rests upon the item, the article of the mitzvah through which you are doing, through which you are performing the mitzvah, only rests upon it temporarily. בעת שהמצווה נעשית בהם, at the time that you're doing it. Sukkah has kedusha when you are in the 7 days of Sukkah. The lulav and the etrog have kedusha during the time that you are mekayem the mitzvah. אבל אחר שנעשה בהם מצוותן, let's take the lulav. After you finish the mitzvah, גמרנו. We're not saying now you should go around throwing it out, but you could do whatever you want. You know, it doesn't have the kedusha anymore of the mitzvah. Hakedusha vehaor mit'ale u'mistalek mehem tekef. Immediately the light of that mitzvah leaves the chefetz of the mitzvah after you finished. V'nish'al kevarishona. Aval ha-Torah kedusha. Kol makom shetazriach v'tofia ora u'kedushata pa'am achat by the Torah. Any place that the Torah shines its kedusha upon one time, kedushat olam tihielo v'nishar tamid b'kedushata. We'll soon see examples. It has an everlasting kedusha; it stays there; it's permanent. Kemo sheshaninu b'braita, we learn in the braita in Masechet Megillah Kavav, it's halacha osan shulchan aruch, shetashmishe mitzva nizrakim la'achar shenasa mitzvatam. Halachically, tashmishe mitzvah, items of mitzvot, tzitzit, lulav, beams of sukkah, schach, nizrakim, after you did the mitzvah, halachically you're allowed to, you know, respectfully of course, to throw them out. Tashmishe kedusha is different, nignazim. What is tashmishe kedusha? Let's think about it for a second. What are examples of tashmishe kedusha? Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, right? These are, lo tzitzit, tzitzit is tashmishe mitzvah. Aval tefillin is tashmishe kedusha. Think about what is the common denominator between tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah. What is the common denominator? They have Torah in them. Torah is written in them. The light of the Torah is shining on them. Velachen manu sham, that's why tashmishe kedusha have to be buried. After you finish with them, you cannot throw them away because there's a residue of kedusha that stays with it. Velachen manu sham tashmishet tefillin umezuzot bichlal tashmishet kedusha mechamat parashiyot haTorah shayu munachim betocha pam achat. It's enough that you had the klaf, you know, the parashiyot of the tefillin in that box, in the bayit of the tefillin. One time, that's it. Now that bayit, even after you remove the klaf, what do? You throw it in the garbage? The batim no chas v'shalom. You have to put it in gniza. Why? It stays with its kedusha of Torah. Even though you removed the klafim, you already removed it. But one time, it stays there. Amazing. Ve'let lecha mide b'divrem de la remiza b'kra. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim says, there is nothing that Chazal say that is not hinted in a pasuk. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, therefore, v'yesh lechaven ha-katuv. We can put this into the pasuk in Mishle. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Ner mitzvah, the mitzvah is a ner, is a candle. V'torah or. Gam al ze ha'inyan ha-nizkar al pi pirusham ha-nal besota. What does the Gemara say on this pasuk in Masechet Sota? Ma ner eno me'ir ela lefisha'a. Ner, a candle, it's temporary. It holds a flame. For as long as the flame is there. Uma or meir leolam. But or light, light is to stay. Light is forever. Vehem asu ha'efresh b'nehem l'inyan ha'agana ve'atzala le'adam. Now the Gemara in Masechet Sotah uses that for the inyan of the protection and the salvation that can be gained through the mitzvot and the Torah. So that's what the Gemara says over there. Mitzvah be'idna de'asikba, but Torah, even in the time when you're not osik, right? Ve'efshar lefarsho gamken, but we could extrapolate, we can make it even more further. Sheyirmoza katuv gam l'inyan ha'efresh v'ahevdel ben ha'Torah ha'kedosha ve'ha'mitzvot ha'mevu'ar be'braita de'megillah. This pasuk of Kiner Mitzvah could also show us what the halacha is stated in Masechet Megillah in regards to the endurance, the durability of the kedusha of a mitzvah and the kedusha of a Torah, of the Torah. The Gaon Mevilna I have here in my sefer, he brings on the bottom. The Gaon Mevilna explains the Gemara in Masechet Brachot. There's a Gemara in Masechet Brachot of Yud Zayin. Nashim b'may kazachyan. Women, what zechut do they have? How are they zochet to Olam Haba? So the Gaon Mevilna asks, what kind of question is this? What do you mean, how are they zochet to Olam Haba? Yesh lahem kama mitzvot. They have many, many mitzvot that they have to do also. What, they're not chayav in mitzvot? But he says, he explains, yesh lomar lefi sheha mitzvah ena megina ela lefi sheha. The mitzvah is very temporary in its protection, in its light of kedusha. Kineu mitzvah v'torah or. So they don't have the chiyuv of Torah. And don't ask me, they're also chayav to learn the halachot of the mitzvot. So they are chayav in Talmud Torah. No, they're not. They're patur from Torah. This that they have to learn their halachot, that's part of the action of the mitzvot. In order to be able to do a mitzvah, you have to know the halachot. But it's not because of the specific mitzvah of Talmud Torah that we have. V'limatem otam et benechem, the Gemara says, benechem v'lo benotechem. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah to women. Yes, they do say Birkot HaTorah and Birkot HaShachar because they do learn Torah. So they have halachot that they have to learn. But the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, women are patu. So the Gemara is asking, Nashim b'may kazachyan. With what zechut will they have? Will they be zocheh to everlasting life? For that mitzvah may not be enough. En laim Torah. Lekach ka'amar b'may zachyan. So that's why the Gemara over there goes on to say, why are they zocheh? Because, how are they zocheh? Because they take their children to Talmud Torah, they stand by the bus stop and they wait in the cold to send, you know, their children to Talmud Torah. They stay up late to wait for their husband to come back from the shiur in the Bet Midrash or in the Bet Knesset. This gives them the zechut of the Torah that keeps them going, keeps them going on. You could also say other answers. You could say that if, let's say, they learn Torah, even though they're not mechuyav, let's say they learn Torah that they're able to learn, they also get reward, and that reward could also take them a long way. Aval, the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara says, because of the support of the Torah that they give their husbands and their children, that's b'may kazachyan, because tchiyat ha-metim, in order to be zochet to olam abatu tchiyat ha-metim, you need something that lasts forever. You know what lasts forever? It's the or of the kedusha of the Torah. I'm just going to continue one paragraph and we'll stop here. Velo od, and I'll take your question. Velo od, ela shegam ota hakedusha, vechiyutan veoran shel mitzvot, shemekachim umechayim lehaadam hamekayma. He says even further. Nefesh HaChaim says, even the kedusha that we do get from the mitzvot, at the time when we're doing the mitzvah, we do get or and kedusha of the mitzvot, right? That kedusha, that light, where does it come from? Hu nilkach v'nishpa rak mikdushata ve'ora shel haTorah kedusha. It's the Torah hakedusha's light that is inside the mitzvah that supplies the mitzvah with the ora shechina. Ki haMitzvah let la migar ma shum chiyut u'kedusha ve'or klal. The mitzvah per se, intrinsically in its own self, doesn't have kedusha, doesn't have light. Rak mitzad, where does the light of the mitzvah come? Mitzad kedushat otiyot haTorah k'tuva aktuvot be'inyan ota mitzvah. For example, we have a lulav. So at the time of the 7 days of Sukkot where we're using the lulav, so it's kadosh, it has kedusha, right? The kedusha of the mitzvah. What is supplying the kedusha of the mitzvah of lulav? The pasuk ulkachtem lachem bayom arishon peri etzadar kapotem arim. Those letters in the Torah, those words in the Torah, those halachot
the Masechet Sukkah in its entirety, all the halachot and Shulchan Aruch are supplying the lulav with that kedusha of the mitzvah. It's an amazing thing, Rabotai. By the way, that's why the Gemara in the end of Masechet Megillah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken. That 30 days before the Chagim, we have to learn, we have to ask Shoanim Edorshim in the Halachot. And Moshe Rabbeinu was also metaken that during the Chagim, during the Chag, we have to read the Parashiyot of the Chag. Now we learn a deeper meaning into Kriyat HaTorah on the Chag. You know why we read Kriyat HaTorah on the Chag? In order to provide, to infuse the mitzvot of the Chag with the Kedusha of the reading of the Torah that we read, of those besukim that come from the Torah in regards to those mitzvot. Why do we have to break the seder of the parashiyot? The Chag comes. So what? Let's continue. Where are we up to? Parashat Be'alotcha. You do Be'alotcha. No, we have to stop. You have to read from Emo, you know, rewind to Parashat Emo. Lama? Because we are now in the Chagim, and we have mitzvot in those Chagim. Now we also learn why it's important. It's not a chiyuv. I'm not saying it's a chiyuv, but it's a beautiful minhag. We all know, let's say, by the reading of the, by the mitzvah of tefillin, to read the parashiyot of Kadesh, ve'ayakiv yacha, and Shema ve'ayim shamua. This takes on a new meaning. Why? Because those are the psukim that infuse the kedusha. Although tefillin not such a good example, it already has the kedusha of the parashiyot in them. But the idea is that all the mitzvot, where is the source of their kedusha? From the psukim of the Torah that supply it. Huh? So Shabbat also, that's why you could say, maybe in Musaf, we say the Pasuk, Uviyoma Shabbat, Shenechev Asim Beneshana, right? Good point. Maybe Shabbat is so holy that any parasha that we read of that is connected to Shabbat. It's a good question to delve into. And we say the Kiddush. Oh, he answered. He said, good. We say the Kiddush. So this is a very, very deep idea here that we learned with the Kiddusha of the mitzvot, that their source is from the Kiddusha of the Torah. V'yesh lechaven kam zeh inyan bakatuv, kineo mitzvah v'torah or, kinyan haner, the ner. Doesn't have light. What's giving it light? Ela be'atzma shum or klal, rak meha'or ha'me'irba. רבי חנניה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.